Chapter 29. Now a few days later, our elders, whom we had sent, arrived back. And they brought a message with them, stating that the populace had been utterly provoked at both Hanun's party and Simon, son of Gamaliel, because without any common decision, they had sent elders to Galilee and prepared for my expulsion from here. Now, the elders declared,
"The populace even rushed to set fire to their houses."
But they were also carrying documents in which the principal men of the Jerusalemites, at the urgent petition of their own populace, indeed confirmed that the command of Galilee was mine, but ordered Jonathan's party to quickly return home. Therefore, after I had perused these letters, I went to the village of Arbel. There, I arranged a meeting of the Galileans and directed the elders to describe their anger and their hatred of the wicked things which had been done by Jonathan's party, and how the principal Jerusalemites had ratified my governorship of their country, and what had been written to Jonathan's party concerning their recall. So, I immediately sent them the letter and directed its bearer to thoroughly investigate what they intended to do. Now, when those men had received the letter, they became extremely disturbed. So they summoned Yohanan and the Tiberian council, as well as the principal men of Gabara, and they convened a council, directing it to contemplate what they should do. Therefore, indeed, the Tiberians were of the opinion that the better course of action was to hold out. For they declared,
"The city, having once gone over to them, should not be abandoned. And anyhow, Joseph is not going to hold himself back from them."
For they fabricated a story that I had made this threat. Now Yohanan was not only pleased with these words, but he also counseled that two of them should go to accuse me before the multitude, stating that I was not managing the affairs of Galilee well. And he declared,
"They will be easily persuaded, both on account of their dignity and because every multitude is easily changeable."
Therefore, when it seemed that Yohanan had introduced the most compelling decision, it indeed seemed fitting to send off two men to the Jerusalemites, Jonathan and Hananiah, but leave the other two behind to remain in Tiberias. But they took along with them 100 heavy-armed soldiers as an escort. But the Tiberians indeed made provision for securing their walls. But they directed the residents to take up arms. Now they also sent for a substantial number of soldiers from Yohanan, who would fight alongside them against me if the need arose. But Yohanan was now in Gish Halav. For that very reason, Jonathan's party departed from Tiberias. As soon as they were reaching Dabaroth, a village lying at the limits of Galilee in the Great Plain, about midnight, they ran into my guards. And after directing them to lay down their weapons, these men guarded them in chains at that place, exactly as I had instructed them. Now Levi, to whom I had entrusted this guard post, reported these things to me in writing. Therefore, I allowed 2 days to elapse and pretended that I had never known anything about it. Then I sent to the Tiberians and began counseling them to lay down their weapons and dismiss those men to their home. But they, for they imagined that Jonathan's party had already reached Jerusalem, made abusive answers to me. Yet, I was not intimidated. But I began contriving a stratagem to outgeneral them. Therefore, indeed, I did not suppose that it was pious to initiate a war against the citizens. But I desired to snatch them away from the Tiberians. So, I selected 10,000 of my best heavy-armed soldiers and divided them into 3 units. And I indeed ordered these to wait patiently in shelters, inconspicuously laying an ambush. But I led another 1,000 into another village. It was indeed mountainous, but 4 stadia away from Tiberias. And I directed them to descend immediately when they received a signal. But I myself, having advanced from the village, took a seat in plain view. Now when the Tiberians observed me, they incessantly came running out of the city, hurling all sorts of abuse at me. Accordingly, their foolishness reached to such a height that they even prepared and brought out a deathbed. And standing around it, they began to mourn over me with childish sport and laughter. But I kept my own soul composed, overlooking their stupidity with amusement. Now, desiring to catch Simon in a snare, along with Joezer, I sent and appealed to them to come out a short distance from the city with many of their friends escorting them. For I declared that I wanted to come down and make a treaty with them and apportion out the command of Galilee. Therefore, Simon indeed, deluded both on account of his youth and the hopes of gain, came without hesitation. But Joezer suspected a snare and remained behind. So, when Simon had come up with his friends escorting him, I both met him, greeting him with a loving mind, and kept professing my gratitude that he had come up. But not long after, walking along with him, as if I wanted to say something to him privately, I drew him a considerable distance from his friends. Then I picked him up by the waist and gave him to my friends who were with me in order to have him conducted off into the village. but directing my heavy-armed soldiers to come down, I, along with them, began to make an assault against Tiberias. Now, when serious fighting had begun between the two sides, the Tiberians were almost victorious over us, for my heavy-armed soldiers had already fled. When I saw what had happened, I encouraged those who were with me and joined in pursuing the Tiberians into the city, even though they were already gaining the victory. But I sent in a different force via the lake, ordering them to set fire to the first house they seized, and gave my soldiers permission to thoroughly plunder the city. When this happened, the Tiberians supposed that their city had been taken by storm. So they threw down their weapons in fear. But together with the women and children, they begged me to spare their city. Now, moved by these appeals, I restrained the soldiers from their rage, while I myself, for evening had already fallen, turned back from the siege, together with the heavy-armed soldiers, and retired to bodily refreshment. Now, I invited Simon to dine with me, and consoled him about what had happened. And I promised that I would convey him and his companions through to Jerusalem with complete security and would give them travel supplies. Now on the following day, I entered Tiberias, bringing 10,000 heavy-armed soldiers along with me. And I summoned the principal men of the multitude into the stadium and directed them to indicate who had been the instigators of the defection. Now, once they had identified the men, I indeed sent them off bound to the city of Yodfot. But I released Jonathan and Hananiah's party from their chains. And when I had given them travel supplies, I sent them off with Simon and Yoezer and 500 heavy-armed soldiers to escort them to Jerusalem. Now, the Tiberians once again approached me and kept appealing to me to pardon them for what they had done, saying that they would make amends for their failings through their future faithfulness to me. But on behalf of those who had lost possessions, they begged me to recover what remained from the plundering. So I ordered those who held these things to bring everything into the middle. But when there was widespread non-compliance, and I observed one of the soldiers around me wearing a coat more splendid than ordinary, I interrogated him as to where he had acquired it. But when he said,
"From the plundering of the city,"
I indeed chastised him with blows, but threatened to administer a worse retribution to the others if they failed to bring into the open whatever they had plundered. Now, when much had been collected, I restored to each of the Tiberian citizens everything which they recognized.